Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
The price of heating a home has rocketed in the past year, but spare a thought for those in the fitness industry because heating a pool costs a lot more than heating a house. So how badly is the industry being hit? Well, joining us now to discuss is Total Fitness's Chief Executive, Sophie Lawler. Sophie, thank you so much for being with us. I've noticed that the pool's a little cooler at my gym, not necessarily a Total Fitness gym, but also every other machine been turned off. I wonder how much are energy bills hurting your business?
Well, I think it's fair to say for the entire industry, energy costs is priority number one at the moment, which is a dreadful shame because so many of the private operators had only just recovered from the pandemic impact on membership bases. But yes, you are right. Swimming pool facilities, which are, you know, essential community facilities, are becoming incredibly difficult to operate in the landscape in which we find ourselves. It's both heat, but it's also electricity for the pumps. So it's sort of a double whammy, really.
Government support, though, good morning, Sophie, is due to end in April for households and businesses. That will fuel inflation. We've already got a very fragile UK economy. Are you asking for government support? Is that what is necessary?
That's right. I mean, the industry liaises with government on a regular basis. So that's not to say that we're not at the table, but I guess it's a case of priorities. And for some reason, despite the level of participation we have with the government, there seems to be very limited support forthcoming. And I think one thing we've got to remember when we think about the fitness industry, it is an industry that was one of the most hard hit. There's quite a bit of context with the fitness industry. It was exceptionally hard hit during the pandemic with no government support in parity with the likes of hospitality. The industry lost about, you know, across its entire industry, about 20-25% of its members. And many of our clubs in, central conurbations like London and other big cities, they haven't yet recovered their membership bases. So we've really had to scrap our way back to something that looks like normal. And on top of that, we've also had to absorb all of the other increases that everybody else has. So employment costs have increased, supply chain costs have increased, and now the energy cost puts us back in a really perilous position. And you're right, government support is yet to be forthcoming. We wait to understand whether or not we'll be considered a vulnerable sector. And that lack of clarity from the government just sort of doubles down on the pain, really, because it's very difficult to make decisions at the moment based on, you know, what we may be facing.
And Sophie, what you're seeing in the food space is that people are turning away from the brands we know and love and dipping their toe into the Aldi Lidl pool and realizing that it's actually very good. I wonder in the gym space how much you're finding actually customers just can't afford the membership fees anymore because of inflation, so they're turning to the cheaper options, the likes of Pure and Gym Group.
I think it's more a case of do I or don't I, actually, rather than a trade up or trade down decision. We actually saw post-pandemic, for context, Total Fitness operates in the middle market, so we're sort of a mid-priced, we offer high variety for a very low cost to the consumer. And we saw coming out of the pandemic an awful lot of trade-up activity from low-cost members. A great deal of our new joiners, about half, came from other competitors and traded up. Now, that's not to say that top-line trading, so the number of joiners and the number of leaders that you have every month, isn't getting harder. It is undoubtedly getting harder in the current climate. But I think it's a little bit more complicated than a decision of sort of up or down. It's very much about your community space, how you feel when you're exercising, the kind of mode of exercise that you do. You can't access really broad high variety facilities in a lower cost facility, so it's just a little bit more complex.
Just briefly, Sophie, do you think that some groups and clubs will go under?
I think the impact remains to be seen. I think everybody in the industry has their own cliff edge when it comes to energy costs. What I can say without doubt is that the industry will see less investment both in itself, so your available cash in order to reinvest into your facilities, and the attractiveness of the sector to external investment will decline. And that will be a real shame, because at the end of the day, the only people that will pay for that are your members, your team members, and the communities that they serve.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.